From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian song. Well, listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo upbeat about Palapa reducing improved trade bureaucracy. Indonesia explores trade cooperation with Latin American Caribbean nations. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has pinned high hopes on the fully operational Palapa Ring projects, boosting trade and bureaucracy, in addition to enhancing public services. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Jokowi stated at the inauguration of operations of the Palapa Ring at the State Palace on Monday that after the government can connect it, marketplaces in regions can also be connected to the national and global marketplaces. This will also boost our industry to increase its competitiveness. The president has appealed to local administrations to derive benefits from the Palapa Ring to realize greater effectiveness and efficiency in public services. He also appealed to the public to become smart internet users and restrain from spreading hoaxes and slander. The president also said that the government must bear in mind that the fast growth of the digital technology and connectivity should not be misused to spread hate speech or to share slanders, hoaxes, and fake news. Indonesia is exploring various potential areas for multi-sector trade cooperation with Latin American and Caribbean nations through the Indonesia, Latin America, and the Caribbean INALAC Business Forum. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Ministry of Foreign Affairs Director of America II, Daryanto Harsono, noted in Jakarta on Monday that currently the cooperation is adopting a multi-sectoral approach. The government is looking at the food and beverage, paper and pulp, as well as the government strategic industry, such as businesses from the state-owned train manufacturing company PT Inka. He also highlighted other sectors, including machinery, medicine, and outdoor furniture. Commodities including fruits, especially grapes and beef, are favored by countries in the region. Harsono stated that the pulp and paper factory was selected in the face of a rising trend in the demand for paper products from Latin American nations. Director for Export Development Cooperation of the Trade Ministry, Marolop Nainggolan, on the sidelines of the 4th Indonesian Lightwood Cooperation Forum, ILCF, on Monday, as quoted by Antaranus Agency, explained that Indonesia has the potential to meet the demand of lightwood for the international market, especially in the European countries. He also said that the government has included lightwood as one of its potential products for export as a backbone of the country's economy. Hence, the ministry is seeking to find the best end product which is marketable and with the best processing technique. The forum has involved stakeholders and academicians from various universities. He also hopes that the involvement of academicians in this forum will have a positive impact. However, there will be no improvement without good collaboration between industry and universities. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi warned the security which has not been conducive in Rakhine State, Myanmar, and it's still become a major challenge for repatriations of Rohingya residents from refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. She also said that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs continues to talk to Myanmar that its duty is to create a good security situation. She also explained, if there are still many conflicts in the field, the refugee will definitely not want to return. Minister Retno in Jakarta on Monday also reminded, besides security issues, the fulfillment of the rights of Rohingya citizens, such as the right to live and economy, also needs to be guaranteed for the smooth of repatriations process. Indonesian Ambassador to Azerbaijan Husnan Bey Fanani appreciated the great potentials of the existence of micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in Malang City, which was able to penetrate the international market. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Husnan Bey, when paid a working visit in Malang, East Java on Monday, said that Malang City is one of potential cities in many things internationally, such as economy, creative sector, which is developed rapidly and need to be appreciated. The appreciation given to Malang City because the city had participated and enlivened the Indonesian Culture Festival event in Baku, Azerbaijan, on September 9 to 16. This news comes to you from Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Raja Ampat District in West Papua Province will hold the Maritime Festival 2019 on October 18 to 23. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, Rani Iriani Tumondo, chairperson of the Indonesian Tourist Guide Association Raja Ampat Chapter, on Monday stated that some 200 domestic and foreign tourists were projected to take part in the marine tourism event. The district government has tasked Travel G Tour, Ethnic Journey, and HBR Raja Ampat with preparing tour packages for guests during the festival. HBR Raja Ampat will deploy at least 30 competent tour guides to help tourists during the event that aims to promote Raja Ampat's tourism and boost the economy of the local community. They will help tourists explore the island of Fam and Tekuk Mayalibit. The tour guides will be supported by local rangers. Indonesian government has inaugurated Toba Caldera Resort on Monday, a tourism area of Lake Toba, North Sumatra. The development of resort is expected to become new economic drivers in North Sumatra, Minister Luhut Panjaitan stated this received by republicaonline.com on Tuesday. There is no either one village displayed for the sake of the existence of Toba Caldera. Minister Luhut also affirmed that based on President Joko Widodo's mandate, the government has the role to help in managing the tourism site so the development can be done overall. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya explained that a number of ministries have cooperated in developing Lake Toba Booth from support and funding. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is, Can the National Commission on Violence Against Women and DPR complete a bill on the elimination of sexual violence? Well, listener, 15 October 1998, the National Commission on Violence Against Women, or Komnas Perempuan, was established. The formation of the National Commission is the demand of civil society, especially women, to the government to realize the state responsibility in responding to and dealing with issue of violence against women. The demand was rooted in the tragedy of sexual violence experienced by mainly ethnic Chinese women in the May 1998 riots in various major cities in Indonesia. The Commission has done many things in developing and strengthening human rights mechanisms in a bid to eliminate violence against women at the local, national, regional, and international levels. However, this commission also faces many obstacles in upholding women's rights and eliminating violence against women. Social conflicts such as the riots in Papua, for example, are conditions that hinder efforts to eradicate violence against women. Another type of violence that is prevalent today is online violence. Commissioner of National Commission for Women, Riri Kariro, said that cases of online gender-based violence in Indonesia increase every year. In 2018, the National Commission on Human Rights recorded 95 cases from the previous only 5 cases in 2016. The forms of violence in cyberspace are online harassment, sexting, human trafficking, and online recruitment. Riri believes that the number of cases is smaller than the actual number of cases in the community, because most women who are victims in the online realm do not know where they have to report. What the National Commission on Violence Against Women makes more disappointed is the postponement of the ratification of the bill on the elimination of sexual violence. The House of Representatives DPR for the 2014-2019 period until the end of their term of office has failed to ratify the bill. In fact, the bill will be the basis for repression of sexual violence, especially against women and children. In 2019, the term of office for the Commissioner of the National Commission for Women 2015-2019 will end. 50 candidates for the National Commission for Women for the period 2020-2014 followed the selection phase of the public test, which is broadcast live in Jakarta on 14 and 15 October 2019. The new commissioners will continue to encourage the DPR to complete the discussion of the bill on the elimination of sexual violence in Tolo. If these two institutions fail to pass the bill, the state can be considered not serious in addressing the issues of sexual violence against women and children. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia, tanah pejuang musisi.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History of our Aerial Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for an event on October 15, 1970, when Anwar Sadat was inaugurated as President of Egypt. Great General Muhammad Anwar al-Sadat is an Egyptian politician and soldier. He was inaugurated as the third President of Egypt on period of October 15, 1970 until October 6, 1981. By Western countries, he was considered as a person who was very influential in Egypt and Middle East in the modern history. In 1964, after holding various positions in the Egyptian government, he was elected by President Gamal Abdel Nasser to be inaugurated as Vice President. Anwar Sadat served the position until 1966 and once again from 1969 until 1970. After Gamal Abdel Nasser passed away, Anwar Sadat was inaugurated as the third president of Egypt. In 1973, Anwar Sadat, along with Hafez al-Assad, Syria, led Egypt in the Yom Kippur War against Israel. In 1978, along with the Prime Minister of Israel, Anwar Sadat created a peace agreement of Egypt-Israel, or well known as a Camp David, which was opposed by Arab nations. Due to the agreement, Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin received peace novel. On October 6, 1981, President Anwar Sadat was shot dead in a military parade by the soldier of Islamic Jihad Organization, a hardline organization which opposed peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. The next event is that in 1990, when Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev received Nobel. Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev was a Russian politician leader of Soviet Union in the period of 1985-1991. On March 11, 1985, he became the fifth General Secretary of Soviet Union Communist Party to replace Konstantin Kernenko, who passed away. In his government, Mikhail Gorbachev carried out huge changes in economic and political system, indirectly or directly triggered the dissolution of Soviet Union. He resigned as a president of Soviet Union on December 25, 1991, following coup attempt by hardline in Moscow in August 1990, which was triggered by the external conflict on plan to change the form of the state. Gorbachev received Peace Nobel on October 15, 1990. Because of Glasnost and Perestroika program, and also received Freedom Award of Ronald Reagan from his former rival Ronald Reagan in 1992. And the last event is that in 1998, the National Commission on Violence Against Indonesian Women was established. The National Commission on Violence Against Indonesian Women is an independent state agency in Indonesia, which was established as a national mechanism to eliminate violence on women. The agency was established on October 15, 1998, based on Presidential Decree No. 181-1998, which was received by Presidential Regulation No. 65 and 66-2005. The agency is one of the three national human rights agencies available. Two other agencies are National Commission of Human Rights and Indonesian Child Protection Commission. The National Commission on Violence Against Indonesian Women was established on demand of civil society, especially women community, to government in a bid to create state's responsibility in supporting and handling violence on women. The Commission is one of national human rights institutions which focuses on enforcement of Indonesian women's human rights. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Bukan apa arti di balik cerita. Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga, membuat seakan aku melayang terbuai asmara. Adakah satu arti di balik tatapan? Tersipu malu akan sebuah senyuman, membuat suasana menjadi nyata.
That was the song entitled Dia, sung by Malik and the Essentials. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia Today is Now Foreign Entrepreneurs and Investors Easier to Do Business in Indonesia. Well, listener, Indonesian Ambassador to France Armanata Nasir affirmed that stable condition of Indonesian economy and conducive business climate need to be fully utilized by French entrepreneurs. In the business forum themed Doing Business in Indonesia, which took place at the Renaissance Trocadero Hotel in Paris on Monday, Ambassador Armanata said that over the last 3 years, French-Indonesian trade has continued to increase, and the value of trade reached $2.8 billion. Meanwhile, French investment in Indonesia reached around $1 billion in 1,874 projects. More potential sectors are still open. Thus, it's the right time for the French entrepreneurs to come to do business in Indonesia. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, a number of Indonesian business people from the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce were specifically present to take an intensive approach to the French market. Currently, the business sectors that become a main focus are food and beverage products, agricultural products, and fashion. In a one-on-one session, each entrepreneur make use of time to follow up on business opportunities with the French business people. The forum Doing Business in Indonesia was warmly welcomed by around 40 business people from both countries, including a number of French multinational companies such as Michelin and Air Liquide. Chairman of the Belgian, Dutch and Luxembourg Chamber of Commerce and Industry Committee, Irwan Hapsha, said in his presentation that France is a very important partner to it because its trade and investment are quite large. Meanwhile, macroeconomic developments, investment and number of Indonesian domestic policy reforms have also supported efforts to create healthier business climate. In addition, the government of Indonesia has also established centers of growth. Digitalization of investment licenses and the addition of investment sector that is open to the foreign entrepreneurs. In regard to the tourism, Indonesia is expanding its use of digital technology to encourage the promotion of tourism destination areas. The business forum also included French entrepreneurs who gave testimonials about doing business with Indonesia. One of them is Antoine Nitiant, owner of Kotun Cafe in Paris. He said that Indonesia is one of the oldest coffee producers in the world and has high-quality specialty coffee. Antoine Nitiant provided a number of inputs, especially in terms of processing techniques, so that Indonesian coffee can compete in the French coffee market. For French coffee cycles, Antoine Nitiant is one of the masters of the French coffee revolution. Kotun Cafe is not only a coffee cafe, but also torrefaction or coffee roasters, and it is a provider of a roaster beans for more than 60 cafes, restaurants, and hotels in Paris. Another French businessman who was also present was David Twint from the Paris store. He has 21 supermarket networks throughout France with an income of 220 million euros every year. Seen Indonesian products that have a good quality, Paris store expressed its readiness to help the distribution of Indonesian products in the French market. So far, the Paris store has imported 6,000 types of products from Asian region to be marketed in France. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Kita berjumpa dan saat
That was song entitled Satu Kata or One Word, sung by Judika. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello, listener. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to burgo, a typical food from Palembang, South Sumatra. Palembang is a haven of culinary tour. There are various kinds of delicious culinary which can be enjoyed. The most famous of Palembang typical culinary called pempek. In addition to pempek, Palembang has also various kinds of culinary such as celimpungan, mie celor, kuah pindang, maksuba cake, burgo, and martabak har. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you one of the typical foods of Palembang, namely burgo. Burgo is made of rice and sago flour. The two ingredients are formed like rolled omelette and cut into pieces. The middle of the roll is perforated like cuttle squid. Burgo is usually served by yellowfish sauce. Ingredients of the sauce are turmeric, lemongrass, bay leaves, and onion. All ingredients are salted and mix with coconut milk, then enter slices of fish. The gravy is usually made from mackerel, belida, or cork fish. The savory flavor of burgo comes from the coconut milk gravy. Moreover, adding with slices of fish, which giving more delicacy of this food. Burgo is a favorite menu for breakfast of South Sumatran people, especially in Palembang. It is not difficult to find this typical food. There are a lot of restaurants which sell the burgo. The price is affordable, which is around 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per portion. Do not forget to taste burgo when you visit Palembang. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Lupa lagi syairnya. Lupa. minor ke G kecil lagi, A minor, D minor ke G kecil lagi, A minor, D minor ke G kecil lagi.
You have just listened to the song entitled Lupa Lupa Ingat sung by Kuburan. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Development and Fostering Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Melihat Matahari Terbit di Candi Borobudur, or in English, Seeing the Sunrise at the Borobudur Temple. Tony wanted to see the sunrise at Borobudur Temple, but was afraid of being oversleep. So Tony asked Dinda for tips.
Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Katanya bagus. Ada tips buatku?
Ada. Ikut trip dari hotel.
Hotel yang mana?
Hotel yang ada di dalam kompleks Candi Borobudur.
After listening to the conversation, I will discuss words related to today's theme, namely, melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur, which means, seeing the sunrise at Borobudur Temple. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Matahari terbit. Matahari terbit, which means sunrise. Tips. Tips, which means tips. Buatku. Buatku, which means for me. Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur, which means I want to see the sunrise at Borobudur Temple. Katanya bagus. Katanya bagus. Which means they say it's beautiful. Ada tips buatku? Ada tips buatku? Which means any tips for me? Ada. Ada. Which means there is. Ikut trip dari hotel. Ikut trip dari hotel. Which means take a trip from the hotel. Hotel yang mana? Hotel yang mana? Which means which hotel? Hotel yang ada di dalam komplek Candi Borobudur. Hotel yang ada di dalam komplek Candi Borobudur, which means hotels in the Borobudur Temple Complex. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Aku atau saya. Aku atau saya, which means I or me. In the conversation between Tony and Dinda, Tony said he wanted to see the sunrise at Borobudur Temple. Then Tony asked Dinda for tips by saying, "Ada tips buatku? Ada tips buatku?" Which means, any tips for me? You can ask someone for tips by saying, "Boleh minta tips agar tidak terlambat melihat matahari terbit?" Boleh minta tips agar tidak terlambat melihat matahari terbit? Which means, can I ask for tips so I won't be late to see the sun rising? In the dialogue, you heard the words buatku or buat aku. Buatku or buat aku, which means for me. They are usually used in conversation between friends. To talk to people you respect, it's better to use the word untuk saya. Untuk saya, which means for me. For example, ada tips untuk saya? Ada tips untuk saya? Which means, any tips for me? Furthermore, if you want to give tips to other without being asked, you can start by saying, aku punya tips untuk kamu. Aku punya tips untuk kamu. Which means, I have tips for you. Or, saya punya tips untuk Anda. Saya punya tips untuk Anda. Which also means, I have tips for you. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the conversation once again.
Aku ingin melihat matahari terbit di Candi Borobudur. Katanya bagus. Ada tips buatku?
Ada. Ikut trip dari hotel.
Hotel yang mana?
Hotel yang ada di dalam komplek Candi Borobudur.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
That was Tiba-tiba Cinta Datang, sung by Maudy Ayunda. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Malayan song to you entitled Siapa Bilang, sung by Shankar Ben. The song Siapa Bilang tells about feeling of a man to the woman who beloved. He wants to show and to ensure that he's feeling only for her. The notation of the song is simple, and the lyric is also easy listening. The melody music dominates the song Siapa Bilang, which is very suitable for dancing. The song Siapa Bilang was the first single of Shankar Ben, which was released in February 2018. Shankar Ben, which was established in 2016, studied to carry the melody genre as the performance's identity. Let's listen to the song Siapa Bilang, sung by Shankar Ben. Enjoy the song.
Senyummu sekali tatapmu sejuk ke hati. Ku tergila-gila cintamu, kau yang menggoda hatiku. Ku ingin kau jadi pacarku, ku harap kau jadi kasihku. Kan ku sayang-sayang selalu, aku sungguh cinta kamu. Siapa bilang aku sudah pacaranmu? Aku hanya ingin sama kamu. Siapa bilang aku sudah tunangan? Aku hanya cinta sama kamu.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @VOIIndonesia, and also send your email to us, voi@voinews.id.